all the young people shout amen. And louder amen. Give the Lord a shout as we receive Reverend William. Give the Lord a shout.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, put your hands together for Reverend Bismarck. Very powerful word. Very powerful word. Oh, you're not tapping. You don't like. You don't like. Powerful word. You may take your seats. Thank you, Reverend Bismarck, for that. Enemies of your love for God. Enemies of your love. I think for me the revelation is that, particularly the James 4:4, in the Living Bible, no. Hey, that what kills me is the husband's enemies, no. Your husband's enemies. An unfaithful wife who loves her husband's enemies. How can you do that? Let your neighbor answer neighbor. How can you do that? Amen. Keep quiet. I want to tell you something. Hallelujah. Listen, you see, those of you who didn't want to come for a strong Christian conference and then you were forced to come, no? I want to announce to you that a baby just flew from Canada. I'm not lying, you know. They are going to call the baby to come. Yeah. He's wearing the t-shirt. A baby just flew from Canada. Strong Christian conference is international already. Yeah. The baby flew. The baby bought a ticket. Sat in a plane from Canada to come to Strong Christian Conference. You live at Ahunju here, no? Ahunju here, no? You say you will not come. I'm talking to those who are online. Those online people. Who won't come for Strong Christian Conference? They say they are watching it online. And I'm telling you that a baby came, just flew, right, arrived right now from Canada. The baby will come. You will see the baby. But how many of you are ready for us to close? because we are closing at 5. And then Nanama is going to make sure that we close at 5. Devina doesn't mind if we close at 5:30. But Nanama, dear. Enough and here. Hallelujah. But listen, I want her to come. I have a very special friend who is around, and you know, it's for me, it's a very I want her to be here, then I'll say it. But let me say that she'll come, you know. And when I came here to this church in 2010 to start the Safe Church, she was already here. And she had begun to do the work. When I came here, we became partners. And the memories I have, are you here with me? Like I said, some of the stories we tell you, we're showing you the bad examples to avoid and the good examples to copy. And one of the things that, are you hearing me? One of the things that is no longer common among modern Christians is the kinds of close friendships you can have, that God means you to have, that helps your Christian journey. Because when I came here, we began to do the Safe Church. One of the things that we had to do, because our church was small, was that when we come early in the morning, we have to go to the areas where the children are and wake them up and wait for them to bath and bring them to church before we now start the church service. And me and her were doing this to work for a very long time. But one of the things, Reverend, I was telling the husband that you have to know what your weaknesses are, like what you are not very good at. One of the things I was not very good at was the walking around to visit the children and to go and call them in the. But this is my friend I'm talking about, who is going to come here. I'm going to introduce her to you. She was a walker. And she knew everybody's house. She knew everybody's. Look, if I wanted to know something about any child in the church, I would just ask her. She knew the children, the child's mother, the child's grandmother. You know, even when we are working, as we are working in the town, the grandmothers are calling her. that your daughter is here, and because I had her by me, it helped me. Like, what I couldn't do, then she would do that part. You know, so, you know, and you see that we are here. And the support, like, all through the years. When I'm doing something and I turn around and she's there, like, I know that. Like, you know how that kind of thing, how you know that there's somebody who is there, it will work because it's there. And then the encouragement. And then she can fight too sometimes. When the fight comes, it's like, I fight also then. I say, yeah. Just here. Please, stand to your feet. Put your hands together. Let's welcome my friend, my special friend, Lady Pastor Mabel. Oh, please clap for her. She's coming. She's size small. I want us to bring us greetings from Canada. Please. Yes. 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 She said she's shy. How many want to hear greetings from Canada? Bring us greetings from Canada. Please come and stand here so we can see you. I want to see her. Yeah, please.
Do you like slangs or I should speak Ghana English?
Anyone you want to speak, we can hear, we can understand.
I bring you greetings
from... Please sit down so that you can see her.
I bring you greetings from Canada.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm very happy to be here. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
And we are in the best church in the whole world. Amen. I can't lie to you.
Amen.
So let's keep at it. Keep coming to church. Keep serving God, and God will bless you. Amen.
We got a baby from Canada now. Who came for SCC?
My baby. Yes, he's somewhere.
I want you to see that a baby flew from Canada to come for SCC. So he's... if you are staying at Asafo and you have not come, you are doing something very, very wrong.
Hey, come.
Please. Hallelujah. Please put your hands together for Lady Pastor Mabel. Fantastic, fantastic friend. Let's make this up. Amen. All right, we have a few more minutes to close. And I want us to try and be like calm down. Yes. This is the last session. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this last session. Lord, open our hearts so that you will finish what you have started in our lives. Thank you for all the things that have happened here these past 3 days. Fantastic, fantastic life-changing experiences. The things we have heard, the things we have seen, things that are happening around us. Just complete what you have begun in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, for this last session, I want to preach to you, if you love the Lord, you will love his house. If you love the Lord, you will love his house. Psalm 84, verse 1. Please sit down. This is like the last session. If you do, no, you'll miss something. But I don't want to miss anything. This is very important. We are talking about the things we do which are proofs of our love for God. If you love the Lord, you will give something. You will give your all. If you love the Lord, you will love his word. How many of you, that part was very powerful. If you love the Lord, you will love his word. How many of you are changing something? It's changing in your heart. In your cobwebs are coming out of your brain. Your mother will not be chasing you with a cane in the morning to have quiet time. How many of you, that thing has stopped? It has stopped. Hey, I'm not seeing the hands. Even the university boys and girls, they don't do quiet time. University boys and girls. Don't have to. And then because they are investing, you know, their mothers don't chase them with a cane. Because their mothers think that now that they are old, you know, they can have quiet, but they are not having the quiet time. Because nobody is checking, they are not having quiet time. I shouldn't say it. I finished saying it. It's too late. Listen, you have to pay attention to this one. Very, very important. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts? That word amiable or amiable, or maybe amiable is probably the proper pronunciation. How amiable. That word amiable means how lovely lovely. You see, let me something. English is not our mother tongue. So sometimes, what are you here?
Yes.
English is not our mother tongue. So sometimes, when we hear a word, we don't hear it with its proper meaning. Let me show you something. You know, some years ago, I was in secondary school, and then some Americans came to our school. They came to visit our drama club, and I was a member of the drama club. Film star, like what you call film star. Yeah, I used to be a film star. But they never put me on the stage. I was always props and other kinds of background people. But anyway, I was still a film star. Everywhere the film stars go, I go. Everyone went to National Theater, I went. They went to the, I go. They are eating for food, I eat some. The Americans came, I went some. Oh, I went some. You can be laughing at me, but I was still a film star. So Americans came. And then they said, oh, we have some visitors from America. They are in the assembly hall. Let's go. Pay attention. Let's go and fellowship with them. So we went. So all boys and girls. So then Charlie, we were a boys school. But the Americans were boys and girls. So when you find one, you and them will be chatting, whatever. So I found this girl that I was talking to. So how is it? And you know, for some reason, the moment that we entered assembly hall, all the boys, they are talking changed. So I said, but it's not these Prisek boys that me and them are in the same school. We are meeting this gas oil and this thing. What is happening here? But I know you don't talk like this. Why are you talking like this? So this girl that I was standing, I went to GSS in the Buta region. All these relationships, I don't know. It is all these people who went to rich school and this type of Saint Teresa's and all these type of things. These are the ones that... So I said, look, this girl I have also found, let me just speak my Ghana English and let's be happy. Hey! I'll be fine. How I suffered, eh? When I ask her a question, so how is your school? And then the girl will say, And I said, oh, your school, then I will spell the word I am saying. Oh, how? Then she will respond. Then she will not answer the question. Then another sentence, when I say it, then she will say, So I realized that all the other boys were flowing. You know, but only me. Every small thing I say, the girl will say, So I was sitting down thinking, and I said, what is the problem? I thought that me na mi yi west no baako baako no. Wo nze gana for yekasa ne baako baako. Me ka se mi mo mi de na mi ni baako baako no. Enu mo na obeti ase. And I had not learned how to do the shush. So like at some point then the whole conversation, like I just got tired of the conversation. So let's close this conversation and let's go home. But the boys who were doing the shush, oh, they were flowing, they were happy. Because English is not our mother tongue. Yeah? Then when you hear, you say you have said something, the person should understand. The person is not hearing, is hearing differently. One day, I came to KNUST. KNUST. Then we were there, third year or final year, then some American professor came, white man. He came, so he should come and teach us. So the man was teaching us, Charlie, we're flowing, it was happy, we're teaching us, flowing, happy. Then one day he asked us some question about something. I think we learned something about blood groups or something. So something, when do you use blood, some blood, when do you need blood? Then somebody says, in case of emergency. Then the white man said, Then we said, in case of emergency. Then the white man said, So you know we were becoming confused in the class. You know, sometimes you think that maybe the answer is wrong, but also in case of emergency, the white man couldn't understand. So he asked us to spell the word. Then someone said E M E R G E N C Y. The white man said, emergency. That was when I realized that. You can be talking and be saying the words one by one, but what the man is hearing is something different. What I'm saying is that this word lovely that he's using in this scripture, Because English is not your mother tongue, you do not know the seriousness of that word. What he's saying is that how it is something very intense. Love it, for church. Hey. Look, let me tell you something. Everything I'm preaching to you, it is something. What means something to me is the things I preach. Otherwise, I cannot preach it well. Church, you have not reached amiable. When they say, this is something I love. Remember I told you, love is as strong as death. Love is a feeling. It is a state that is a very strong. That's why the Bible says, we can't understand it when a man falls in love with a woman, because all his behavior is confusing. He has money. He's gone taking the girl to a restaurant. The money can buy only one plate of fried rice. Then he gives all the one plate of fried rice to the girl and says, oh, who did he? Who did he, mommy? He has not eaten the whole day. And that is last money. But he has bought the fried rice. Sometimes, if you are sitting by, you say, oh, why don't you just share the fried rice with the girl? Like, collect two spoons or two forks. So that as she's eating, then you are eating. But the love has made him such that he has forgotten that we can share it too. He'll give the whole plate to the girl. Sometimes it's takeaway. So you see, they will pack the takeaway and give it to the girl. And then he doesn't have money to buy food though. But you see, what is doing him, no, you can't advise him against it. Because what he's feeling, no, it is something strong. That many waters cannot quench it. Many waters. Your love for the house, for church, should be such that many waters, nobody can advise. If we get a report, Reverend Bismarck gets a report from your parents about being disobedient and being rebellious, it will be about the fact that they cannot stop you from coming to church. The Reverend Bismarck talked to my daughter. Every time she wants to go to prayer meeting, she wants to go to rehearsal, she wants to go to church. As a parent, when I talk to her, she doesn't want to obey. Reverend Bismarck, please advise my daughter to the church is too much. It's like that is the one that they will be complaining to him about. That you like church too much. How lovely, how deeply intense is my attraction towards church, the house of God, the place where God can be found. There I know. Psalm 122, what does it say? Was it the one that said, I was glad? Show me. Hey, you have to be sharp, oh, David. Otherwise, the preaching will be cool down. Not this one, 133. Psalm 133. Verse 1. Hey. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. He describes why. Verse 2. It is like the precious ointment. When brothers come to church and they are together in unity, that gathering, it's beauty. It is like precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard. Even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirt of his garment. Move. As the dew of Hermon and as the dew that descended from upon the mount of Zion. For there the Lord, this is the part that kills me. He says that place, that church where people gather and raise up their hands and worship God, where God himself comes to be in the midst of them. There, that place, God commands a blessing. The guy, he knew a secret you have not yet learned. That's why he says, it's lovely. That place, they call church. Unless I don't hear, she said, where, what? Count me in, I'm going. Leave me a space in the car. I'm going some. I'm going some because I know a secret. That place they call church, eh? God commands a blessing there. Every time you go there will be a blessing. Anybody who goes there, God commands a blessing. So anytime you mention church, I am going some. Every time you say house of the Lord, I want to be there. Some of you, they come, they have to call you, they have to bring a bus, put you in, they have to convince you. Your mother is early morning, your mother is chasing you round. There's a fire on the mountain, round, just to take your bath on a Sunday morning. Just to take your bath on a Sunday morning. It's like, round. Mommy, you can't catch me, eh? Mommy, you can't catch me, come and catch me, eh? Come and you are an idiot. You are an imbecile. You are a fool. If you love the Lord, you know that one sure place to find him is in his house. We call it the house of God, the house of the Lord. How amiable are your temples, are your tabernacles? How amiable are your? That is the place where God can be found. Sure. You see, we say where two or three are gathered in my name. So if we meet in your house, God is in the midst of them. That's not it. We agree. But if there is a place we want to be sure that when we go there, that one, God will be there. It is the place where he calls his house. My house. His house. The house of the Lord. The church. The house of the Lord. The temple of God. If you were wise, you will be running towards it. Run. Me, I told you, I'm the last person to leave this church. Every Sunday, everybody goes before I go. And when I'm going, it takes me effort. Yeah. Yesterday, I was here. It was raining. I was in there. Everybody, all the cars have gone. Everybody, pastors, everybody has gone. The night bishop said he wanted to go. And I was not ready to go. But unfortunately, I had parked my car behind his car. So I had to come and move my car so that he would go. And then I'm coming here. Sorry, dem ye me de. I sorry fear tonight. It's even like how I feel when I have, if I have something disturbing me, whatever. When I come and I arrive in the church, I just start to feel calm. If you love the Lord, but you don't love his house, you are lying. You love the Lord, but you don't love his house. You are lying. You love the Lord, but we are having all night in church and you won't come. You are lying. You love the Lord. You are in the choir. We are having rehearsal Saturday at 1 p.m., but you have gone to classes and you don't have time to come. You are lying. You love the Lord. We are meeting in church for 3 days for SCC, but you won't come. You are lying. Mimi, are you still with me? How? Look at verse 2. Maybe this is your verse, though. Look at the verse. This is a nice verse. This is nice. My soul longs, so. I don't know how to explain to you long. When something is like somebody you having, somebody, you know, I don't know whether it happens to you guys, but I have a friend, it's like this helping me build that I've got. The reason why she's, you see, even she, I'm preaching, no. But she can walk across the place to go and hug and come because her soul has longed. Because up Mabel and Kankan, they are tight padizo. Oh, it's not a joke. Tight padiz. So she has gone to be there somewhere. She's not even been away for a very long time. But you can see how her soul. I was sitting down here and Reverend Miss Mark was preaching and she came. I got up and went to go. I didn't even see that. You saw me going to go and. Because my soul. That is what it says. Yeah, even my soul is fainting for the court. It's like it's been a long time since they said, let's go to church. And it's making me have problems with my heart. I'm getting a fever. Like my temperature is gone up. When you say somebody is fainting, you know what it means. You know that it's fainting. Like I'm fainting. Like he has fainted. What does it mean? He has collapsed. Sometimes the black in their eye vanishes, only white is there. Have you seen that before? Yeah. Why? Only because nobody has said, let's go to church. That's why the guy is fainting. He's falling down. His temperature is whatever. He's not breathing well. The black in his eyes have gone. Only white is left. When he came and asked him, what is the problem? I want to go to church. I want to go to church. I want to go to church. That's what the verse is saying. I want to go to church. My heart and my flesh are crying. I want to go to church. Won't they do church? Won't they do church? They should do church. They should do prayer church, singing church, camp church, conference church, all night church, all day church, rehearsal church. They should do any kind of church. Rehearsal church. Won't they do church? Even me, I feel like crying for the person. Won't they do church? I want them to do church. Well, I'm closing very soon. But 41, smallest time. Now, that man is watching the time, skipping the time so that I don't go over the time. If you love the Lord, you will love going to church. Then number two, inside this one on. If you love the Lord, you will like staying in church for a long time. The first one is the going. Psalm 84 verse 10. Look at verse 10. I'm going to close very right now. You'll be surprised. Some of you, the church you will come. Manager. Why are you going? The managers are all at the back. These are all the small. These are all the managers. They manage the conference. And they are the ones who buy the t-shirts first. So, like their size is available first. The managers. Their t-shirt size comes out first. You will come to the church. But you don't have more than 2 hours to give. You are lying. You don't love the Lord. Mimi, come, you come. That's step one. You love the Lord, you come to the house. Come to the house, that's step one. But we go deeper. Gotta go deeper. Gotta go deep. There's a song like that. Wanna go? Now go deeper and deeper. Nice. Why the mic is not working? Please give the singer some this thing. It's not working. Devin, I didn't know how to sing it. Deeper.
Even more. Deeper into my awesome.
Yeah, you want to go deeper into your awesome. They say, if you love the Lord, go ahead, because it is his house, that's where he is. You have come. But I don't have time, Reverend Bismarck. If you have a lover who comes, if you have a girl that you want to marry her and make her your own, and you want to live your life, you will die together till death do us part. But every time she comes around you, she is in a hurry to go. What kind of life is this? What kind of love? What love is this? And that's where and many of you have passed the first ever. The house I go. Yes. As for coming, I come. But I ain't got no time. 2 hours I'll give you. 2 hours on the dot, I'm off. He said, a day in God's court, a day in your court, a day in the church is better than 1,000 somewhere else. I prefer to be a doorkeeper. You know why he chose doorkeeper? Because the doorkeepers, they are like security men. They are always in the church. Wow. A doorkeeper, when we go this church, the one who is the doorkeeper here, he's here before we come. We come and do the whole conference. We clean everything. We lock the door. And when we go, he's still here. When we come again the next time, he's here. David said that, I like that job the best. The managers will close and go home. The directors will close and go home. But the security men will be there. If you give me, I may have a certificate to be a CEO or the managing director of the company, but I prefer the security man job. Why? It gives me an excuse to always be there in the church. I like that one, doorkeeper. I like it. Than to go and be somewhere else. I'll be security man. Security man, nobody will say, why are you still here? No, why is going to ask why he's still here? You are a security man. Your job is to be there. Yeah, so give me, take the CEO job, manager job, whatever, and leave the security job for me. Security man, I like it because when I am here in the morning, I am here in the night, I'm here the next morning, nobody will ask me, why are you still here? Because that's my job. That's who I am. Yeah, it is, for me, it's a perfect excuse to stay in this house all the time. You come, you 2 hours, you are gone. Say, I cannot come to church. Then you are doing meeting too long. And now sometimes we have people come to the church for the first time. People bring them, then we say, okay, what do you do in the church? Like how we always say, what do you do in the church? Oh, join something, do something. And then, you know, these girls that are in the area, or these boys who are in the area, who normally, when they go and they come back and they go out again, the parents don't know where they have gone to. The parents don't know where they have gone to. They can leave home and be gone. Sometimes you see small, 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 small children. When you go to visit them, where is he? So we pay. Me who will be our father? But that was the mother will tell you. Me who will be our father? Oh, pay 50 and more. Me who will be our father? Start bringing them to church. Let them start staying in the church. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3. Their mother will start calling you. And I'm gonna tell her sorry, Dodo. And I'm gonna tell her sorry. See you now. See you now. And I'm telling you, when you get a chance, when you am I preaching well? Mimi. 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 You don't need me to come and tell you that. If you cannot spend a long time in the church, you don't need me to come and tell you. When you open your mouth and say, I love you, all of my hope is in you. Jesus Christ, take my life. Your facial expression is correct. Your hands lifted up is on point. It gives us an idea how you are feeling inside. We can even mark you correct for feelings. So maybe, yes, you love the Lord, but you don't love his house. You are lying. You are lying. You are lying. You see, all the things that we are showing, me and Reverend Miss Makasho, you just put them all together. You love the Lord, you will give your all. You love the Lord, you will love his way. You love the Lord, you love his house. Like anytime any of them is falling short, you have to check and see that your love for the Lord is falling from 100% and coming down 84%, 72%, 65%. You are in danger. You are in danger of what happened to Amazia happening to you. That's why I am showing you, so that you have a checklist of things you can be checking to see if my love is still in place. Is intact. My love for the Lord is intact. Because like I told you, I can't open your chest, open your heart and see what's going on in there. But I can use the signs I'm seeing around. I'm seeing that you don't like your Bible at all. Makes me wonder. You don't give your money, don't give your time, don't give yourself, can't take yourself away from all of these type of tick, 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 tick. Young girls want to do everything secular people are doing. Everything. It's like that's what is trending. And it will be as if I have been left out of the trend. You are lying. Me, when you finish conference, I must get a text message from you. If you don't text me, then you actually, you are lying. I finished preaching, you know. I don't have anything else to say. If you love the Lord, you will love to go. You see, for me, that even the going and the reason why we go there, the Lord commands a blessing. Nobody knows what blessing it is we get every time we come to church. But the Bible says we get a blessing. Can you imagine? Every time we come to church, we get a blessing. Every time you come, you get a blessing. Every time, because that place where brothers gather, they are not fighting. They are in unity. Always. There's a blessing. Number three. I think that I have number three be somewhere. Let me see what I have number three. If you love the Lord, you will build his house. That one, I will not start now, otherwise we cannot close. Nanama will be very upset. I don't want her to be upset. So far, since I came, we've been on good terms. I don't want any quarrel with Nanama. I said, are you there? Last 2 years, I taught you, I think it was last 2 years, I talked to you about building the house of the Lord. As a guy, when Solomon wanted to build the temple. It's not here, because nobody's responding, so I'm not sure whether it was here. It was in Cape Coast, it was not here. Tamale, I've not shown you here before. I told you last month, but I don't know if it was not deep. The Cape Coast one was deep. Tamale too was there. I started from Tamale. But I went to Cape Coast also talk. They see. Should we go into it? Because I'm looking at the time. Okay, let me summarize it. When David was about to die, David wanted to build God a house, a church. God said that he shouldn't do it because he had killed so many people. So much blood on his hands. So she let Solomon build it. So if you look, let me check Second Chronicles, I think. Let me check. First Chronicles 29. Look at what David says. Furthermore, oh, 29. Okay. Yes. Now I have prepared with all my might for the house of my God, the gold for the things to be made of gold, and the silver for the things of silver, and the brass for things of brass, the iron for things of iron, and wood for things of wood, onyx stones and stones to be set, glistering stones, and of diverse colors, and all manner of precious stones, and marble stones in abundance. This is David's preparation to build. If you look at it, you see there a lot of preparation. But even he, God said, don't build it. So he said, okay, let Solomon do it. So Solomon, when he was going to build, then he also got more materials. But after he had got all the materials, Solomon needed a master builder. So he wrote to the king of Tyre and Sidon. There are two cities. Tyre and Sidon. And said that he wanted the man, because in those days, they had the best type of timber called the cedar. The cedar. You've heard that word before. C-E-D-A-R. The cedar, the cedars of Lebanon. They were like the best quality wood for building anything best quality and long lasting. So Solomon asked the king of Sidon, of Tyre, to send him some cedar. Then he also asked him to send him the best of his craftsmen. Let me find it. I'm in a church. I've almost finished preaching. No, Nanama is helping me to keep the time. Where is First Chronicles what, 29, eh? Okay. First Kings chapter 5 is verse 2. And Solomon sent to Hiram, the king's name was Hiram, saying, let me just read it fast, and I'll explain. Solomon sent to Hiram, saying, thou knowest that how that David my father could not build a house unto the name of the Lord his God, for the walls which were about him on every side. Verse 4, but now the Lord my God has given me rest on every side. Verse 5, and behold, I purpose to build a house unto the name of the Lord my God, as the Lord spake to David, my father, saying, verse 6, now therefore command thou that they hew me cedar trees out of Lebanon. Verse 7, and it came to pass, when Hiram heard the words of Solomon, that he rejoiced greatly. Verse 8, Hiram sent to Solomon, saying, I have considered the things which thou sentest to me. For verse 9, my servant shall bring. Verse 10, so Hiram gave Solomon cedar trees and fair trees according to his desire. Verse 11, Solomon gave him 20,000 measures. Verse 12, the Lord gave Solomon wisdom. Verse 13, verse 14, I'm looking for the place where what I'm looking for. I'll find it. Oh, come on. Wait for me, okay? I'll find it. It's very important for me to find it. Just let me find. Oh, I need to find it. Is it Anama who is doing it?
He said what? What did she say? It's left with my 2 minutes. I can't find what I'm looking for. It's amazing. Okay. I found it. Second Chronicles 2. Yes. I'll not forget it again. The way I struggle to find it, no, I'll not forget it again. And Solomon determined to build an house for the name of the Lord and an house for his kingdom. And Solomon told out, Solomon, this is too difficult to understand. Buy another translation. NIV. Hey, conscripted. Solomon assigned 70,000 common laborers, 80,000 to work. I didn't teach it here. Yes. I think I started from here. 80,000 to work the quarries in the mountains and 3,600 foremen to manage the workforce. Let me say it fast. If you love the Lord, you will build his house. You're becoming an... Okay, I'll close. 5 o'clock. If you love the Lord, you will build his house. To build God's house, number one, we need many workers. Number two, we need many skilled workers. Number three, we need many multi-skilled workers. It was here. Yes. Anybody who is still in church and is idle and is not involved in anything to do with building the church, and you say you love the Lord, you are lying. Bass guitarist, you are not Sam. Drama, you are not Sam. Pianist, you are not Sam. Auto leader, you are not Sam. Auto singer, you are not Sam. Soprano singer, you are not Sam. Tenor singer, you are not Sam. What again? Film star, you are not Sam. Dancing star, you are not Sam. Usher, you are not Sam. Airport stars, you are not Sam. Praise and worship leader, you are not Sam. Communion stars, you are not Sam. Media and technical and sound, you are not Sam. Social media management, you are not Sam. YouTube preachers, you are not Sam. It's not you. I hope it's not you. It's not you. Check your head. Was like, I know that it's not you. Because somebody will say that maybe they have told me something. I'm just only preaching. Here is nice. It's nice to stand here. It's nice to stand here. That's why I'm standing here. You are not Sam. Hey. Look at how you're walking like you're going doing catwalk. Who's answering to the heels? Heels, we're at the back, some conference. Okay, conference, you can come with heels. If you are the CEO or managing director of some place, you can come wear heels and come to conference. I've closed to Nanama. Is it 2 minutes past? I know. It's 2 minutes past. It's not a problem. I finished preaching. And you say you love the Lord? You are lying. Because those of us who love the Lord, we are trying to prove it to him. Hey, Strong Christian Conference, it is also one of my ways of showing to the Lord, I love you. Do you know what kind of stress you must go through to organize the conference so that it works? All the people who are doing the things, well, it's my plan. There's nothing that they are doing. All the plans is not plan that I have. No. We have a conference here. SCC Kumasi has ended. It's ending today, 24th April. Wait. I have SCC Tamale North, end of May. SCC Koforidua, week before end of June. SCC Mali, Bamako, Mali, end of June. SCC, Cape Coast, end of July. Then I have end of August also somewhere. Then from there, I'm going to go work on Kintampo this year. Kintampo will happen. It must happen. You are here. You see that, and I think that's something that I think it is step by step by step. If you cannot come to the house, it explains why you are not sound. If you come to the house, but you can't spend a long time in the house, you cannot be sound. So you see that you need step one, step two, and step one is to love to come to the house. Step two is to spend a lot of time in the house. And then step three, you are helping to build the house. Yes. 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 Yeah. And if you pass step one, don't clap for yourself yet. Step two and step three. Step two and step three. David was so passionate about building that temple himself. Only God said you shouldn't do it. And when Solomon came, Solomon said, when you continue this 2 Chronicles 2, you'll see a place where Solomon sent a message to the king of, send me logs, continue. Next verse. I am about to build a house of worship in honor of God, a holy place for burning perfumed incense, for setting out holy bread, for making whole burnt offerings at morning and evening, and for supper. And next verse. Hey, this was what killed me that year. He says that the reason why I want the best wood, the best everything to build that house is because the person I am building it for is my lover. And that lover, he says, our God is the best. I didn't see this one. Our God is the best. My God is the best. If you arrange all the gods, my God is the best. And because he's the best, I need to use the best to build him a best house. Look, let me tell you something. The people who work with me in this safe church here, you can ask them. One of the things I did, sit down. I'm closing. I know you are tired now. You are now tired. You want to go home. Not a problem. One of the things that they know about me, I don't accept substandard. That's why I'm shouting at the boy over there. This guy is one of my best projector guys. But I see he's doing slow. He's shouting at him. We are friends, but I don't accept it. I don't accept. Why? Because what he's doing, he's not doing it in a club. If he does it in a club, they'll pay him salary. They'll pay him a pay. If they don't like it, they'll not pay him a pay. What he's doing the thing in the house of the best. The best God. Our God is the best. He's the best. I don't accept it. You come and sing songs, something. You should ask them. All my singers who sing, there are singers. I have different types of fights. I fight with different singers. And sometimes they think that they have arrived, like they have whatever. But when they sing, it's like, this new song, it didn't work. It comes far better than what you are doing. What are you doing? Got to build a house for the Lord. We have to build it, and we have to build it well. And to build it, we don't need pianists that are pum 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 pum, ping 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 ping. Can't find the chords, can't find the key, can't find the ping pum ping pum 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 pum, ping 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 pum pum pum. What is that? And some of you, your church, they have bought you piano, and the pianist is there, and the pianist is doing ping 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 ping. And instead of him practicing more and more and more, so that he'll get better, now you guys are clapping for him that he's a very good pianist. I have a drummer in my church. They are always making fun of him that he's not a good drummer. But if I bring him to come and play drums, you'll be doing. You say that you are enjoying his music, but you are always making fun of him that he's not a good drummer. Yeah, because when he's doing the drumming, no, he's doing it for the best. So he has, you see, I was saying this thing when I preached that thing the last time. I preached in another place in Cape Coast, and I was asking the question that, why is it that when Chetawale is coming to the stadium, they tune all the instruments. You never hear the microphone doing quing, quong, quing, quing, quong, quing, quong, quing. He will come and sing the song. You will be in the stadium, you will hear the boop, 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 boop. Even when you are, at Asafo, that area there, you're not even in the stadium, you can even hear the boom, 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 boom. The sound is clear and crisp. Clear and crisp. When you come to church, you see human beings are sitting behind ink, equipment, instruments. You don't know whether when they leave their brain outside. I'm not talking to you. It's not you. Eh? Asadai and all these people who are sitting behind there, whatever. As if they, when they before they enter the church, they remove, they open their head like that. They take their brain out, then they put it on. Then they enter there with no brain in their heads. Then when we are singing, when you, after you have done that, when we are also singing, I love you. Then you have also raised up your two hands that you are, oh, you are lying. We will all be involved in the building. Everybody will do his part. Everybody will do his part. Everybody will do his part. Anything that needs to be done. It will not be that in the world there where they do the thing to glorify themselves and Satan, they do it better than us who are serving a God that is the best, far better than competing gods. If you love the Lord, you will be involved. And part of the involvement is that you, because you know that we need many workers, yes, you'll become a worker. Yes. Because you know we need many skilled workers, you will train and become skilled. And because you know we need many skilled workers, many multi-skilled workers, you will learn one skill, then you will add another skill to it, then you add another skill to it, and then you will become a multi-skilled. And then you come and then we will build the church, we will build a house for God who is the best, amen, far above competing gods. I see all idle people walking about the place. When they give you song, chorista, soloist, when they give you song to go and learn it, you will not take your time. And you see, because because your church where you are, the people in the church, they don't know any better. So when you come and stand here and you do sing something, they'll be clapping for you. Woo, 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 woo. What a song! I have a group, a singing group I'm forming. It's called XXL. It's not a shirt size, though. No. I've closed. Some of you are becoming very, very tired, very uneasy. So it's okay. 5:11 is okay. I'll close. And this group, it has been there. That group is about 10 years old, though. If I can count backwards, because this boy, what is his name? Gerald, Jerome. Jerome was in that group. Yes, the original members of that group were Jerome, Kofi Bruce, was Fred also inside it? Kafui Abre. Yeah, Kafui Abre, and then, some group, we started from Asokwa. Some group, we did some programming once, and then we went to go and sing there. Even that time, that 10 years ago, you should hear the quality of the singing. Did you hear the quality of it? And I said that group, we have not seen them anywhere. Sometime we came to the ground and did some Christmas song, it bent. So we went on pension. The rehearsal was nice, so we rehearsed the thing very, very nice. But when we came to sing the song, the song just bent. Just bent. So we have put the group somewhere. But you see, it's a group, it's something I have in my mind. It will rise up again. And the reason why the group is not mainstream, you don't see it working out, is because I told the people, me and the people who are forming, we are bringing that. I want the singers to be of the highest, the highest musical quality. These guys who come and sing here for you, they are good singers, but they don't qualify to be in XSL. No. Not yet. The music director of XSL says that they have to learn piano, they have to learn music theory. There are things he has to teach them. He has to teach them music inside something. There are technical things inside the music. He has to teach them those things so that it will affect their singing before we can sing again. So we are on retirement. we will be back. We'll be back. Why? Why? Because it's all of this to build a, for our God is the best. Look, it's okay. It's enough. May you have love for the house of the Lord. May you have love for the house of the Lord. Turn to your feet. Let's pray and close. Because we are closing the conference now. This is the end of the conference. I love you, all of my hope is in you. Lift your hand up and just sing to the Lord. Jesus Christ, take my life. You are talking no. You are talking too much. Close your eyes. Lift your hands up everywhere, everybody, everywhere. Singing. It's a very simple song. You can sing it. Sing, Jesus Christ, take my life, take all of me.
Jesus Christ,
take my life. That's what I like about him. He can do it. God can cause you to love him the way you should. God himself can do something. So that your love for him increases, your love for him goes up. Your love for him is where it's supposed to be. Look at this scripture. I'm trying to find it. Romans 5 verse 5, look at it. It says, hope, if you find me, if you give me like something like that, that's a gentler translation. Romans 5:5 says, ha, beautiful. Look at it. It starts from somewhere. So maybe start from verse 4, because then starts from verse 4. We're going to pray, and I want to pray a very simple prayer. Patience develops strength of character. Please don't move about, and don't move. Hey, brah, get up from the floor. Two. Is that not Cyrus? Is this Cyrus? Patience develops strength of character in us and helps us trust God more each time we use it, until finally our hope and faith are strong and steady. So he said, when patience does all of these things, then when that happens, we are able to hold our heads high no matter what happens and know that all is well. For we know how dearly God loves us, and we feel this warm love everywhere within us because God has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with His love. God has given us the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, the King James says, the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. Show me that one. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Close your eyes, everybody, everywhere. Play, just be playing. Everybody, talk to God and say, Lord, love for you, Lord, fill my heart by the Holy Spirit, by the Holy Ghost. Somebody should just talk to God, just pray out loud. And a certain passionate prayer, a certain deep desire for God to do this. Lord, I want to love you. I want to love. If there's anything I want more than anything else, it is to love you. It is to love you. It is to love you. It is to love. I see that my love is not where it should be. And I want to love you more. And I want to love you more. And I want to love you. I want to love you more. I want to love you. I want to love you more. Lord, touch my heart and fill my heart with love for you by the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Somebody should pray and talk to the Lord about, I want to love you. I want to love you. I want to love you with my emotions. I want to love you with my giving. By giving all, with my heart, with my mind, with my soul. I want my love for you to go higher and higher and higher and higher in the name of Jesus. Pray and ask God to just touch your heart and to fill your heart with this love for Him. That after this conference, your love for God will go higher and higher. It will go deeper and deeper. It will be more and more, more and more, more and more, more and more, more and more. In the name of Jesus. Malabra sota bahara. I don't hear anybody praying at all passionately. I don't see anybody who is in need for the love of God. For the love of God. For a desire to love God more. I don't see anybody here praying a deep, intense prayer. And Lord, I see where I am. I see how I'm falling short. I see where I am not. And I want to love you more. Love you more, wanna 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 love you more. Rabba sebeyanda la brasaha, reba konda brasata la branda libe, rabba yanda la branda libe. Rabba, pray. Everybody, close your eyes and pray. Close your eyes and pray. Close your eyes and pray. Father, fill my heart, Lord. Fill my heart with love for you. Fill my heart with love for you. Fill my heart with love for you. I want to love 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 you. I want to fall more in love with you. I want to fall more in love with you. I want to fall more in love with you. In the name of Jesus. I'm gonna stay at your feet. Drink from the cup in your
back.
It's your love song to Jesus.
Fill your heart beat. Love is so deep, it's more than I can say. I melt in your peace, it's overwhelming. I wanna sit at your feet, drink from the cup in your hand, lay back against you and breathe. Feel your heart. More than I can say, I melt in your peace. It's overwhelming. I wanna sit at your feet, drink from the cup in your hand, lay back against you and breathe. Feel your heart. More than I can stand, I melt in your peace. It's overwhelming.
Listen, put your hand on your heart, everybody. We are closing. Father, we thank you for the things we have heard this past 3 days. Here we are. Here we are. All of us, children, your children, your children, all of us, and our deepest desire is to love you. Is to love you. And as we place our hands on our hearts, Lord, we are praying, fill our hearts with love from this conference, in this conference, Holy Spirit, go about from row to row, from column to column, from seat to seat, from heart to heart, and fill every heart here. Fill every heart here right now, Lord, with love for you. We love for you. We love. Receive the love of God into your hearts. Receive your love of God into your hearts. Shed into your heart by the Holy Spirit. Shed into your heart by the Holy Spirit. Somebody, just put your hand on your heart and just concentrate on God. I see the Holy Spirit just touching heart after heart after all over this place. All over this place. All over this place. Somebody's love for God has just gone up many times. I see 10 times. Somebody's love for God has increased 10 times. Yes.
It's overwhelming.
Yes. All over this place. All over this place. All over this place. The Holy Spirit is doing something about somebody's love all over this place. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. Receive it. Your heart is changing. Your mind is changing. Something is happening in your soul. You didn't have feelings towards God before, but I see the Holy Spirit has just increased your feelings towards God 10 times over. 10 times over. Yes. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All over this place. All over this place. Nobody left untouched. Left unchanged. Left untouched. Left unchanged. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Something is happening to you. Just believe it. Yes. 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 Your love for the word has just been, the word of God has just begun to become very sweet to you. Very sweet to you. You will not miss your quiet time again, because when you miss it, it's as if you are falling sick. Yes. That is going to happen to you from now onwards. Just receive it into your heart. The love of God. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. All over this place. All over this place. Father, we thank you. We thank you. Thank you for the gifts you have given to us. Thank you that, Lord, you have begun to set in motion something Satan cannot stop. Thank you for all the young people in this place. The young people in this place. Who are equipped with love for God. Love that causes them to do exploits. Love that will cause them to give their lives for God. Love that will cause them to go far and near for God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I pray for you that all the negative things that they used to say about you from today, that testimony that has ceased in the name of Jesus. The thing you didn't do before, that has like, it's become like an insult or something. From today, that testimony has ceased. That testimony has ceased. That testimony has ceased. The things you used to be chased about to do. Read your Bible. Go to church. Wake up and pray. No. From today, you will no longer need anybody to show you what to do. The love of God in your heart by itself will lead you. Just receive this. Father, we thank you. Thank you for this year's conference. Thank you for every word we have heard. Thank you for every experience we have had. Thank you for the love that you have caused us to feel even in our hearts during this conference. We thank you for it. And we thank you that, Lord, you will watch over your word to fulfill it in our lives. And bring us back here again next year, ready for the next step and for the next level. I pray nobody here will die before their time. In the name of Jesus, I pray for your mighty hand. Lift your hand up, everybody. Just, I pray for your mighty hand upon every single person here in this place. Nobody here will die before their time. Nobody here will have any wicked sickness. Everybody here will be kept by the power of God. May the blood of Jesus cover you. May he speak better things for you than the blood of Abel. May the goodness of God follow you. May the prosperity of the Lord overtake you. May only good things happen in your life. May you be described only in a good light. In the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever you used to do before, may it increase 10 times. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We give you praise for all that you have done in this place. In Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. Wow.